Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, the podcast that talks about high school football in Southwest Georgia on the Southwest Georgia Network. I'm your host, Walter Johnson, and this is the week of Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018, and the first podcast in several weeks. And for those of you listening for the first time, Hurricane Michael has disrupted the normal schedule at the Southwest Georgia Network headquarters in Albany, Georgia, in the home of the Southwest Georgia Network. And the last podcast was around October 2nd. Again, that was over 3 weeks ago. So on this installment of the High School Football Roundup Podcast, I'm going to do some catching up after Hurricane Michael, after the storm. And that includes any schedule changes. Also, Lee County's historic win over Valdosta. And Monroe's dramatic win over Cook. And also a brief breakdown of the playoff picture, region races, and all other things high school football in Southwest, South Central Georgia, especially in and around Albany, and Daugherty County, and other surrounding communities and counties. So not a whole lot of time to waste. And let's get started. And we'll start with those schedule changes. And right at the top of the of this program, in the Westover Daugherty game that was scheduled to be played on Friday, October 19th, was canceled, and it was in its place. The Cook Monroe game was played on that date, and more on that a little later. But looking at Westover, hard to believe that the Patriots haven't played since back on Friday, October 5th. And the Patriots rolled easily over Shaw, and the final score was 51-0 in favor of Westover. And the Westover Carver of Columbus game was moved from Friday, October 12th to Saturday, October 13th. But due to Hurricane Michael, that game was And then that game was scheduled for Monday night. And then, the word came out that the Westover Carver of Columbus game that was scheduled for, that date has been canceled, sadly. And the same with the Daugherty game. That again was scheduled for Friday, October 19th, but was canceled due to Hurricane Michael. So therefore, the Westover America's Sumter game, will be played this Friday, October 26th, and then the season finale on Thursday, November 1st, will be against Hardaway up in Columbus, Georgia. So Westover hasn't played in several weeks, and they'll be looking to not only get back on track, but we'll try to clinch a playoff berth with wins in their final two games, both on the road. And it seems like the Patriots are obviously been very rusty from not playing the last two, closing in on 3 weeks. So, got back-to-back bye weeks, believe it or not. So, it'll be interesting to see where things go. And also, Seminole County's field has been declared unplayable due to the storm. And it's been, their school is a mess, and so much so. That classes won't even start back up again until November 2nd, beginning of November. It's November 5th, I believe. is when the school year starts up again down in Seminole County. So even with that, it was in Seminole County. It was an easy 71-8 winner over Randolph Clay. And also, in the Randolph Clay Mitchell County game that was originally scheduled for Saturday, October 26th, or is it, I think it's Saturday, October 27th, at Humil Stadium in Albany. Instead, we'd be played in Camilla on Friday, October 26th. So a lot of schedules have been disrupted by Hurricane Michael, including Deerfield Windsor here in Albany. The GISA had to play two games in the span of several days, 3-4 days, and the Knights lost their GISA Region 3 AAA opener in Brookwood on Tuesday, October 16th, 44-23, and then they had to turn around three nights later on Friday, October 19th, which was last Friday, and lost the heartbreaker to Southland, 14-7, and more on how this will affect the playoff picture later in this podcast. But I'm going to move right along now. And let me just go. How about a recap of last week's action? And starting in Leesburg, and the Lee County Trojans, the defending GHSA Class 6A state champions, cruised to a convincing 63-7 win over the Valdosta the Wildcats, 63-7. And prior to this year's meeting, Lee County had never defeated Valdosta, and the Trojans were 0-8 all time against the Wildcats in eight previous meetings. But Lee County got off to a fast start and led 35-0 by the end of the first quarter, and it was 49-0 at halftime, and never really looked back. And Valdosta's only score came on a scoop and score, fumble recovery return for a touchdown. And in that victory over Valdosta, according to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter, an excellent source for high school football news, by the way, Kyle Toole threw for over 300 yards and three touchdowns, and also, Chauncey Magwood caught five passes for just over 100 yards. Sean Darius Kimbrough scored three touchdowns on three carries, and even the defense got in on the act for Lee County, as Zach Mason had a pick six and also blocked the punt that was returned for another touchdown. Big win. Not only is big win for Lee County in so many ways over Valdosta. Not only was it the first ever win for Lee County over Valdosta in football, it was a win that couldn't have been any more convincing. And on top of that, Valdosta ironically suffered its worst defeat ever. Against a defending state champion, 56 points, and it surpassed the 45-0 loss to arch rival Lowndes a year ago. What Lee County's win over Valdosta does, and the Trojans from Leesburg basically control their own destiny, and they can clinch another Region 1-6A title with wins in the one of the final two games, and hosting Houston County for senior night, and then traveling along Highway 32 to Douglas, Georgia, to face Coffee in the regular season finale. And again, later in this program, I'm going to break down some of the region races and what this means going forward. And how about moving on to a couple of other games, and both in GHSA Region 1-3A. And the Monroe Tornadoes won a thriller over the Cook Hornets out of Adel, Georgia. Final score 36-34. And the Tornadoes win by 2. And obviously a tight game from start to finish. And Cook tried a game-winning field goal in the closing seconds, but the Tornadoes blocked that attempt and held on for the win, 36-34. Monroe defeats Cook, and a big win for the Tornadoes. And the only other game in GHSA, Region 1-3A or 1-AAA, saw the Crisp County Cougars travel down the road to Sylvester, or Highway 33 to Sylvester, and pitched a huge shutout over the Worth County Rams, 35-0. So big win for Crisp County. So that means both Crisp County and Monroe are 1-0 in Region 1-3A, with 2 weeks left to play. In the week of October 26th this week, and then the following week, the week of November 2nd in 2018. And I'm going to go ahead right now and move on to just breaking down those region races as they are right now. And to start at the top in GHSA Region 1-7A. And the Colquitt County Packers remained undefeated, and it was a 38-9 win over Camden County. And Colquitt had a 21-3 lead in the first quarter, but it was not until they put up 17 points in the fourth quarter that Colquitt County just really truly pulled away. And linebacker Rashad Revels had a scoop and score that went for 97 yards. And that turned out to be the last score of the game. And other stars in the Colquitts went over Camden. And Ty Leggett rushed for just under 90 yards, or 89 to be exact. And while J.C. Harton threw for over 160 yards. And in the other contest, Tiff County pulled off the upset over Lowndes, 21-17, the final score. And Patrick Felton threw an 86-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Jarrow with just under 3 minutes to go. And that proved to be the difference for the Blue Devils. And a stunning upset for... Stunning upset win for Tiff County over Lowndes. And Lowndes came in ranked 7th in the state in Class 7A. And that was according to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter. And as a result, the Vikings found themselves out of that poll, going from number 7 in the state to all the way out to being out of the poll. And the wins by both Colquitt County and Tiff County, and set up a unlikely matchup for the Region 1-7A title this Friday, October 26th in Tifton. And both teams set at 1-0 in GHSA Region 1-7A, And keep in mind that only there are only four teams in GHSA Region 1-7A, and the top three teams are guaranteed a playoff berth. So Colquitt County goes to Tiff County this week in the battle of U.S. Highway 319. So it's really the city of Moultrie versus the city of Tifton down in South Georgia. So it should be a really interesting matchup. And the other game in GHSA Region 1-7A has Camden County going to Lowndes. And that game will be played just outside of Valdosta. So both teams are 6-2 overall, but 0-1 in GHSA Region 1-7A. So, and this is a really self-explanatory situation with Camden County and Lowndes, and the winner of that game will not only get their first region win, but all but guaranteed themselves a postseason berth. And while the loser, or more than likely, will have to win next week, win their regular season finale, in order to have any shot and look ahead to that final week of the regular season quickly. 1-7A and Lowndes will go to Colquitt County, and Tiff County will face Camden County down in Kingsland, Georgia, right on the Florida border, several miles from the Florida border, down I-95. So those games could have a lot riding on them. But for this week, and the main focus in 1-7A, got Colquitt County at Tiff County and Camden County at Lowndes. Should be very interesting. And moving on to Class 6A, Region 1-6A now. I already mentioned Lee County winning easily over Valdosta 63-7. And Lee County sending 2-0 in the region and 8-0 overall. And it puts Lee County in first place at the moment. And the other Region 1-6A contest saw Coffey get its first region win while snapping a two-game losing streak in the process with a 41-14 win over Houston County. And so you're looking at the 1-6A standings. Lee County's 2-0 in region, 8-0 overall. And Valdosta in second place all alone at the moment, 2-1 in region, 5-4 overall. And north side of Warner Robins, who had the last week off, sitting at 1-1 in region, 4-4 overall. Coffey at 1-2 and 7-2. And Houston County bringing up the rear, winless in region play at 0-2 and at 2-6 overall. So in this week's games, you got Houston County visiting Lee County in Leesburg. And the Trojans can lock up the Region 1-6A title with a win, either a win this week over Houston County or a victory the following week at Coffey. And obviously, and for those Lee County fans that are listening out there, it'd be good if they clinched this week, so leaves no doubt, but a win in the winner of the final two games would guarantee them no worse than a tie for the region title. And the other game in GHSA Region 1-6A game, probably one of the top games in the week in the state, and got north side of Warner Robins visiting Valdosta to take on the Wildcats in the and north side was off last week after losing to Lee County 24-7. That was back on Saturday, October 13th, and one of those games had to be moved around due to Hurricane Michael. again, and seeing that storm disrupted a lot of schedules. And like I've been mentioning throughout this podcast, and Northside's lone region win so far came in an upset over Coffee, 30-20, and that was the region opener for both of those teams back on October 5th. As for Valdosta, it'll be interesting to see how the Wildcats respond after suffering their worst defeat ever in a rolling, getting trounced by Lee County by 56 points. And moving on to Region 1-5A. And Warner Robins improved to 8-1 on the season after pitching a shutout over Bainbridge, 38-0, up in Middle Georgia. And then the other game, and this is an obvious shocker, in Harris County, won only two games all season long, and pulled off the upset over Thomas County Central, 31-15. And the Yellow Jackets got trounced by Warner Robins at home. And another one of those games that were moved to Saturday, October 13th due to Hurricane Michael. And TCC lost 42-10 to Warner Robins on the 13th. And then this past week, they fell at Harris County, 31-15. So dropping the Yellow Jackets and the first year head coach Ashley Henderson to 1-2 in Region 1-5A and 5-3 overall, all with two games left to play. So in the lineup for NGHSA Region 1-5A for this week, Harris County will visit Bainbridge. And the stunning upset win by Harris County, combined with Bainbridge's loss to Warner Robins, sets up not one but two interesting matchups. And Harris County going to Bainbridge, making a long trip down U.S. Highway 27, Harris County all the way down to Bainbridge. And Harris County, for those people that aren't familiar with Georgia geography, Harris County's in Hamilton, Georgia, and Hamilton's the county seat of Harris County, and got LaGrange and Troup County to the north, Marietta County to the east, Alabama border to the west, then Columbus, Muskogee County to the south. And so it'll be a long drive down there for this Harris County team. And taking on Bainbridge, and Harris County comes in at 3-6 overall, and 1-2 in Region 1-5A. And based on that win over TCC, Thomas County Central, and Bainbridge had last week off, and the Bearcats come into the game at 1-1 in Region 1-5A, 3-5 overall. No doubt this is a big game, and the other game in Region 1-5A. Has a lot riding on it as well, as the Veterans Warhawks out of Kathleen, Georgia, in Houston County, sandwiched right in between Fort Valley, Peach County, and Perry, Warner Robins, both of which are in Houston County, and Veterans plays host to Thomas County Central, and Veterans comes in at 1-1 overall, 1-1 in the region, 7-1 overall. And I already mentioned that Thomas County Central is winless in its two region contests so far, 5-3 overall, and a lot on the line in that game. And the winner, you see, the Veterans can pretty much settle, and Veterans can basically set up what amounts to a winner-take-all game for the Region 1 5A championship with a victory over Thomas Kennedy Central next week, or this week, I should say, on Friday, October 26th. And as for the Yellow Jackets, and this is obviously a must-win game for Yellow Jack if for Thomas Kennedy Central, because a loss in that game would drop them to 0-3, and would put them in serious trouble, and put them in a not very good position. And next up, going to Region 1-4A. And again, it seems like that region was disrupted mightily, and by Hurricane Michael, this past Thursday, October 18th, Carver of Columbus defeated Shaw 42-14, and the Tigers, coached by former Darty head coach Corey Joyner, now sitting at 5-1 in Region 1-4A action and 7-1 overall, with their only loss coming against Cairo earlier in the month on October 5th. And the other games that were played for this week, Cairo rolled past America Sumter 39-12, and the 6 straight wins for the Syrup Makers. And defeated in region play at 6-0, Region 1-4A, and 6-2 overall. In the other contest, had Hardaway outlasting Columbus High 14-7. So Cairo, undefeated, as I mentioned earlier, still undefeated in the GHSA Region 1-4A, 6-0, and sitting at 6-2 overall. Syrup Makers have now won 6 straight games, and got Columbus and America Sumter both sitting at 3-3 in the region. And Columbus is 4-4 overall, America Sumter 3-5 overall. And Westover is 2-2 in the region. Westover Albany 2-2 in the region, 3-3 overall. Hardaway 2-3 in region, 4-3. Northside Columbus 2-4, 3-5. Charlotte 2-5, 3-5, and Daugherty still looking for win number 1 under first-year head coach Damian Gary, 0-4 in the region, 0-6 overall. And speaking of Daugherty, and they'll return to the Trojans will return to action at Hugh Mills Stadium from Albany, taking on Columbus. And then on Friday, October 26th, and Westover will hit the road to face America Sumter. And a game that could decide which team will advance to the playoffs. And Westover obviously has to be very rusty, having played in several weeks. And then they tried to get the Carver game off the ground, but that game has been canceled. And already, as mentioned at the beginning of this program, the game against Daugherty was also called off due to the storm. But in any case, if Westover can find a way to go up into Americus and knock off America Sumter, and then go to Hardaway and pick up a win there as they leave Columbus on November 1st. And Westover, and is pretty much assured of a playoff berth. But we'll find. But obviously, it'll be interesting to see what happens this Friday. And the other games in GHSA Region 1-4A, you got Northside of Columbus against Hardaway, and Cairo will be in Columbus against Shaw. And how about GHSA Region 1-AAA? And already mentioned at the top of the show, Crisp County shut out Worth County 35-0. Monroe won a thriller over Cook, 36-34. So Crisp County and Monroe both sit at 1-0 in Region 1-3A, with the Cougars from Cordial sitting at 5-3 overall, and the Tornadoes from Albany at 4-4, and then Cook and Worth County sitting at 0-1 in the 0-1 in region play, and the Hornets 2-6 out of 8L, 2-6 overall in Worth County from Sylvester. The Rams just 1-7 overall. So this week's lineup, you got Monroe facing Worth County in the regular season finale at Hugh Mills Stadium, and Cook against Crisp County. So, and this is a really self-explanatory. And then, and the winner, so should both Crisp County and Monroe win their games, we're going to be the Cougars against the Hornets, or the Tornadoes over the Rams, and both teams will be 2-0 in region play. And would set up a winner-take-all contest for the region championship in Cordial at the Cougar Den on Friday, November 2nd. And while the game between Worth County and Cook down in Adel, Georgia, will also be a winner-take-all, but that contest would be for the winner-take-all. The contest, however, would be for the third and final automatic playoff berth out of the region. So it'll all come down to power rankings at this point. And just like in Region 1-7A, only the top three teams are guaranteed a postseason berth. While the fourth place team, whoever loses that, so whoever ends up at the bottom out of those four teams in Region 1-3A obviously will miss out on the postseason. So hopefully in a future podcast we'll look at that. We'll look at the breakdown, how the power rankings work, and maybe in the final week of the regular season, if we get that far. So whoever the fourth, and then regions of only four teams, like 1-7A and 1-3A or AAA, team that finishes in fourth place will be thrown into a pool with seven of the fifth place teams in the other seven regions, which would be 2 through 8 in this case. And the team that has the highest power ranking in that group will advance to the playoffs. See your current fifth place teams in regions 2 through 8 in Class 3A. For anyone that's interested, they got Long County at they're 0-8 in this Region 2, and Beach of Savannah in Region 3. Pike County, Central Macon in Region 4 in Middle Georgia. And Central's just 2-7 on the year, believe it or not. And Region 5, you got Stone Mountain, the fifth place team there. Just 2-6. So many of those teams are struggling. And Ringgold up in Northwest Georgia, 3-5 going into this week. And thinking Ringgold might be that team that gets the at-large bid. Should Worth County lose both of their remaining games? And East Hall at number 5 in Region 7 up in Northeast Georgia. And finally in Region 8, got Franklin County in the 5th place team there. So it looks like, I'm thinking, so it appears that at the regular season ended right now, that Ringgold would be that 5th place team in Class 3A or AAA to land at at-large bid and say to replace Worth County. So, and having said that, I'm you know, a lot is riding on this week's games, and so Monroe hosting Worth County and Crisp County playing host to Cook. So when whatever happens, so whatever happens this week will set up everything for next week in the week of November 2nd, the final week of the regular season. And moving on to some of the other regions here. And Fitzgerald, let's see, starting last week in Friday, October 19th, Thomasville defeated Berrien 28-13. For their first region win of the season. In the process, the Bulldogs win over Berrien, snapped a 3-game losing streak. And it seemed like that win could have come at a better time for the Bulldogs, and sitting at 1-2 in region play, 5-4 overall. And Berrien dropping to 0-2 in the region, 5-3 overall. And the Bulldogs are off until Friday, November 2nd, and they'll close out the regular season playing host to Early County. And in the other Region 1 AA contest, or 1-2A contest, Fitzgerald set up a winner-take-all, essentially, matchup for the Region 1 AA crown with a 21-3 win over Early County. And the Bobcats out of Blakely, Georgia, fell to 0-2 in region play, 5-3 overall. So Fitzgerald in the driver's seat right now, 3-0 in the region, 7-2 overall. And Brooks is 2-0 in region, 6-2 overall. Thomasville 1-2 in region, 5-4, and then Berrien and Early County both bringing up the rear in 1-2A and 0-2 in region play, 5-3 overall. And Berrien goes to Early County this week. So the winner of that game will not only get their first region win, and also put themselves in an excellent position to clinch a playoff berth outright. And speaking of outright, and Fitzgerald goes to Brooks County, and the Purple Hurricanes were just already at 3-0 in the region play in the region, undefeated. Fitzgerald can clinch the region title with a victory over Brooks County. And on the other hand, the Trojans out of Quitman, Georgia, can clinch the Region 1 AA crown with a win over Fitzgerald this week, and then going on the road to defeat Berrien the following week. And let's see, we can go to region, go to Class A, public, and Pelham still in the driver's seat there. Seeing the top two teams in the region, got Pelham and winning over Calhoun County, and Mitchell County over Terrell County, both teams winning by the same score, 56-0. So it looks like Pelham and Mitchell County are on a serious collision course for the region 1 single A title. And And Pelham has given up only 40 points all season. And you're just like Lee County. And Lee County's given up 30 points total. So, and the Hornets have pitched 5 shutouts so far, counting last week's win over Calhoun County, 56-0. And the Pelham will go to Seminole County. And the big thing there is in the Pelham's field, Seminole County's field is unplayable because of the storm. So the, obviously that's a big game as far as the the region. Big game is not only as the region race is concerned, but also as far as the power rankings in Class Single A Public, the top in Class Single A Public, the top 24 teams out of about 51 total advance to the playoffs, and Pelham's at number 6, and Seminole County's at 21, so they're barely in the race. They're in Single A Public. And seeing some look at the other action in one Single A, and Bacon and Charter outlasted Stewart County 10-6 in a Thursday night game. Speaking of Seminole County. And they rolled past Randolph Clay 71-8. And Miller County was scheduled to face Sneed's Florida in the Sunshine State, but Hurricane Michael caused the cancellation of that contest. And Miller County was scheduled to go to Stewart County Monday, October 22nd. Unfortunately, there's no final score in that game. And the region 1 Single A lineup for Friday, October 26th looks this way. Chattahoochee County taking on Bacon and Charter. And Chattahoochee County at number 12 in the power rankings. So that's something to pay attention to. So there's and Calhoun County visiting Miller County. And the Pirates out of Colquitt, Georgia, sending the number 20 position. And you're seeing the rest of the lineup. Is in the rest of the high school of, and the rest of the lineup in Region 1 Single A. Randolph Clay, Mitchell County, again, and the game was originally scheduled to be played at Humel Stadium, but was moved, and it was moved to back to Camilla, and Patola Charter playing a non-region schedule, taking on Class 5A Cross Keys, a member of Region 5, Quinte or 5A, Pelham Seminole County, and thinking that game was being played as of right now on Tuesday, October 23rd in Terrell County versus Stewart County. And both those teams are out of the postseason hunt at this point. So it doesn't look very likely. And also, gonna wrap things up in the GISA. And Deerfield Windsor sitting at 0-2 in GISA Region 3 AAA, and again losing some tough games both to Brookwood 44 out of Thomasville 44-23, and then last week on Friday, October 19th, losing 14-7 at Southland Academy, and Tift Area remained undefeated with a 35-0 route and over Brookwood, and Valwood out of Valdosta stepped out of non-region play and rolled past Loganville Christian out of Loganville, Georgia, 49-21 was the final score of that contest. And it doesn't get any easier for Deerfield. And the Knights play host to Tift area. And the Knights will be looking to remain undefeated there. And this is a must-win game for the Knights if they have any serious hopes of advancing to the playoffs. And Bowood hosts Brookwood in another critical matchup. And let's see. And one more region to take a look at. And they're still in the GISA region for 3AA. And just two games that were played last week. And Flint River scored 38 points against Westwood and won 38-6. And Crisp Academy, on the other hand, also scored 38 points. But the Wildcats from just outside of Cordial fell to Piedmont Academy in a heartbreaker, 42-38, the final score. In your GISA Region 3AA standings, in the Southwest Georgia Academy, sitting at 2-0 in the region play, 6-1 overall. Terrell Academy, and just up the road in Dawson, and 1-0 in the region, 4-4 overall. Crisp Academy 0-2 in region, 3-5, and Westwood out of Camilla, south of Albany, also winless in region, GISA Region 3AA. At 0-1 and 1-7. And this week's lineup has Fullington Academy going to Crisp Academy and Southwest Georgia Academy home against Monsignor Donovan. And Westwood visits Terrell Academy. And on that note, that's going to wrap up this edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And this is for the week of Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. And this has been your host, Walter Johnson, for speaking for the Southwest Georgia Network. And remember to go to southwestgeorgianetwork.com. That's southwestgeorgianetwork.com for the High School Football Roundup Podcast to listen to it, and also listen to previous episodes, and also read other stories on outside of high school football. Listen to other podcasts and follow the content. Also follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter at SWGA Network. And this is Walter Johnson, thanking you for listening to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, and have a good one.